And so we come to this day. We go to this place of the crucifixion, this place where we gather in awe, in reverence. We're caught up in this profound experience of humanity, of suffering, of failure. We're like the crowd once again that's presented with the two choices. Who do you want me to set free? Do you want me to set free Barabbas or Jesus? In the Gospel of Matthew, Barabbas is called Jesus. Barabbas. Barabbas. Bar, the Son. Abba, the Father. Jesus, the Son of the Father. But we know that Barabbas, the brigand, was a false claimant, associated with thieves, brigands, murderers. He represented the way of death, the way of failure. There could be only one way of life, and that is the way of the true Son of the Father, the true Son of God. The only way that we can experience freedom, the only way that we can experience true life, is to choose the way of Jesus, the way of mercy, the way of forgiveness. The choice is always starkly before us. We go the way of Barabbas, the way of power, the way of corruption, or we go the way of mercy, the way of forgiveness. As we reflect upon the cross, as we see the image of Jesus crucified for us today, let's allow Jesus to address us, to look into our hearts, to look into our failures, but to address us with the same love and tenderness and mercy that he showed to the brigands, and the thieves, and the murderers, and the soldiers, and the accusers. Jesus continued to proclaim the way of mercy, and he will continue to proclaim it to us. Let's be people who choose the way of life and choose to receive the gift of the Father today. Amen.